Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There is a new movie coming out soon. It's called H.P. Lovecraft's Witch House. It is from Horror Wasteland Pictures International. And we're quite happy now to be joined by the lead actress, Portia Shell Lynn, and also Michelle Morris. Not two people, one person, right?
Well, it depends on who you ask, I guess.
So I like the fact that you're quite open with your nom de plume. How did you come up with the stage name?
Oh, well, that it goes back to 2003. I became a dancer at the time, and that was the first name, Portia, was the stage name then. And it kind of just hung around. And so as time progressed, I needed something unique. So when people would look me up when I started the acting, I'd be the one and only, because Lord knows how many Michelle Morrises are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, Mom, growing up, always called me Shell Lynn, because it's from the South. She'd be like, Shell Lynn, get your butt in here and clean that up. So I kind of put the two together, and it was good for marketing, you know, my name.
And then how many times were you called Darlin', Sugar, and Pumpkin?
More than I could count.
What part of the South are you from?
Originally Birmingham, Alabama area.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right, and congratulations. I was just told that Birmingham, Alabama won the USFL championship yesterday, if you knew or cared.
I didn't know, but that's awesome.
All right, well, let's talk about your character, Alice Gilman, a graduate student running from an abusive past and seeking refuge in the infamous Hannah House. What's going on here?
Oh, well, my character, Alice, is, she's running from her abusive boyfriend, and it's a Hannah Mansion. I mean, this place was huge. It was a great place for this to be shot. It was an actual haunted house, haunted mansion in Indianapolis. And I think that place really made the whole story come to life. It was a character in its own, you know, in a way. But, yeah, and then I'm trying to prove the possibility of altered dimensions. And I unlock some craziness and end up, to me, it's like if anyone's ever seen kind of like, was it Stranger Things? You know, you're unlocking different gateways and different dimensions. Stuff, and I'm in a dream within a dream, like within a dream. You never know whether my character is in reality or if she's in a dream, pretty much. And it's just there's some crazy with if you know what H.P. Lovecraft with his work, like the Brown Jenkins and stuff like that, the Rat, and but they changed a lot in it too, so it wasn't like the original short, the Dreams of the Witch House is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So that was H.P. Lovecraft's actual story, short story, was Dreams in the Witch House. So it was derived from that. But they got together with Brian Usna and John Penny. Brian Usna is a producer, reanimator, and the co-writer of Honey, I Shrunk Kids, and John Penny did Return of the Living Dead series, and those guys were working with them to help bring this to life. And it was a very interesting experience, to say the least. That's for sure.
Now, how about for you? Have you ever experienced the fourth dimension, so to speak?
Can't believe the fifth.
Really? Nothing? You can't tell us?
Well, no, I mean, since I've done this movie, it's pretty funny, though. I've had some weird dreams that I thought were reality. Like, when I wake up, I'm like, oh, gosh, is like, doing these movies, like, affecting me? I really have thought that before. I'm like, Or, let's see, chanting in Latin, sitting there in a in the middle of a pentagram up in an attic of an actual haunted house. That was a pretty interesting moment. I'm like, what am I reading here? Am I going to be cursed when this is all said and done with? but I asked him and he said, he's like, no, we mashed up a bunch of these Latin words. So like, none of this actually means anything. Cause we don't want you to really actually be conjuring up anything.
Oh my gosh. So, when you were aspiring, as an actress, did they tell you to keep the twang, that charming, I think, charming Southern twang, or did you have to speak more properly?
They didn't really say with that one. I have, like with other films before, had to keep the Southern twang because, like, was it Cellar Secret? We were supposed to be, I was supposed to be a Southern girl, so that made that really easy. But, it can come and go, but there's certain words that I just say that I don't know if there's any hiding it. It just stuck around, even though I moved to Illinois in 98. My mom says I sound like a Yankee, but then everybody else still says I sound like a Southerner, so I don't know.
So for you, what is your go-to place when you have to look like you have sheer terror?
Let's see. My go-to place was sheer terror. I just think of other things. I think that would frighten me for real in real life. Like, I know this is silly, but I absolutely hate thunderstorms or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other movies or other things like that or situations that I can just kind of put myself there. I don't know. There's no one real thing to pinpoint, but just think of something that would, like, terrify you. Like, something were to happen to my kids, or if something were to, and sometimes it's really awful to have to put yourself in certain places, especially, like, an emotional role that's really hard to come out of. I remember when Aaron Trimble and I were doing this one scene in the hallway, like I faint in the college classroom, and they dragged me out, and I'm like crying. And that scene was shortened, really. And we had a lot of extras that day, and they were off sitting there in the hallway, being real quiet in between takes. And like, I had to sit there and get in my mode, and to get that out, like, I really have to put myself there sometimes. And I did that day, and I think everybody in the room around us was crying too. We like literally brought out like the emotions in everybody else in the room. So that was kind of a pretty kind of cool instance where, I didn't realize how real it was for everybody else around when we were doing that. So same thing for fear as for crying or any emotion like that. You just really, some people can just act and do it, and I don't know how they do it, but I got to put myself there.
Oh, it's very interesting, very evocative. Last question for you, and that is, if you just have like 3 to 5 minutes of this movie to show someone, do you have a favorite part?
For me specifically, without giving anything away, I could say candelabra.
It's just the part with the candelabra?
Where I beat someone in the head with it. I won't say, because I don't want to give that away. And then I kind of stab them to death. Like, I don't know, like something about that, getting to take your aggression out on the, you know what I was stabbing there was a watermelon.
That's
actually a lot of fun. So.
Wow.
Watch that, like that's just like the absolute psychotic rage. But no, there's a lot of good parts in it. Spoiler alert, where guy cuts off his own head.
Now we don't need to see it. All right, well, we'll look forward to that, though. The abuse of watermelons and the guy cutting off his own head, all of these things are just scraping the surface of the fascinating movie entitled H.P. Lovecraft's Witch House, and coming soon. And we've been speaking to the lead actress, Michelle Morris / Portia Shell Lynn. Portia, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.